The Conservation Commission is going to be taking a look at the final recommendations for the wildlife code changes on captive cervid facilities. We talked back in August about these things. Have there been any changes that have come about since we talked at the middle of August?
The staff recommendations on proposed rules will be going to the Conservation Commission, and then the Conservation Commission will take a look at those proposed rules and decide what they want to do, or they could table the issue as well.
Well, let's run through what you folks are recommending. There's fencing, for example, and other things that are intended to keep diseased deer away from normal deer and some other things. So give me a quick thumbnail of the key points of the regulations you're proposing.
Some of the proposed regulations include banning the importation of live white-tailed deer, mule deer, and their hybrids from other states. This regulation would still allow, if it's passed by the commission, would still allow for in-state movement of animals and for the importation of semen for artificial insemination. Another proposed rule would be amending the proposed regulation by requiring all facilities to maintain a single 8-foot fence following specific standards described in the Wildlife Code, and the existing facilities would have about 24 months to bring that fencing up to compliance. In addition, the Class 1 and Class 2 breeders and big game hunting preserves would be required to test all mortalities of deer that are older than 6 months for chronic wasting disease, and we would allow permittees to apply for an exemption to those mandatory testing requirements in the event of a mass casualty event. For instance, when hemorrhagic disease comes through sometimes in the late summer in Missouri, if they have a mass casualty event due to hemorrhagic disease and it's very clear that's what the situation is, there would be an exemption there. They could apply for an exemption not to have to test all those animals. And then also those same Class 1 and Class 2 wildlife breeders that hold deer would be required to be in participation in a United States Department of Agriculture approved chronic wasting disease herd certification program. And then we'd also be requiring that records be kept for a period of 5 years. And then one final staff proposal is prohibiting any new captive cervid facilities within 25 miles of where chronic wasting disease has been confirmed in the past 5 years. And the only place right now that chronic wasting disease has been confirmed is a small area in north central Missouri.
Now, I think the last time we talked, and this was before the election, I guess, I'm not sure exactly when it was, I thought we were talking about two fences, one tall and one an 8-footer and a 10-footer or something like that.
There has been discussion of having two fences or double fencing. And double fencing, by some scientific standards, is the gold standard for protection. And the commission still will have the option of looking or discussing some modification of the fencing as they take this up next week.
Okay, but for now, the earlier proposal has been modified?
It has been modified by staff, at least in the proposed regulations going to the commission, to be 1 8-foot fence with specific requirements that would make that fence a little stronger, a little bit more capable of keeping ingress and egress of deer on either side of the fence.
Is this a result of some discussions you've had with some farmers or agriculture interests?
We have had discussions all throughout the process, both in-house and with industry as we've gone forward with this process, and we're open to continuing to discuss different aspects of the regulations.
Now, I don't remember, it might have been in the preliminary things we talked about several weeks ago, the USDA CWD herd certification program. Was that included earlier?
It was included earlier. Right now, there is some voluntary requirements that producers would be under, and we're looking to tighten that up a little bit and just simply say that if you're raising those captive cervids, we would like you involved in a herd certification program.
So that gets to some of the questions that people had about the Agriculture Department being involved in the health of these herds that we heard earlier, I guess.
That would. The Department of Agriculture does have approved disease testing, and we, they're the disease experts at times when it comes to testing, and you know, we defer to them in that regard. Where that confusion may have been is in the definition of wildlife, whether captive deer are wildlife or not, and our department has maintained all along that deer are wildlife no matter what side of the fence they are on.
Now, you banned the importation of some kinds of deer. Is that going on?
Yes, sir. Deer are being moved around the country and into Missouri legally at this point in time, and that would be one of the things that the proposed regulations would be looking at, banning that importation into the state. Right now, several states have done that. A number of states have banned importation completely, and then the few states have a modified version of that importation ban.
Couldn't they be quarantined or something?
Well, chronic wasting disease is a completely fatal disease, 100% fatal once an animal has it, and there is no live test at this point in time. So animals have to be tested after death, and then that test is after the fact.
Okay, heading off chronic wasting disease seems to be the theme through a lot of this. Are there any other deer diseases that this system or these rules would combat?
Chronic wasting disease is the primary disease we're focused on, but yes, disease is a major issue in the livestock industry and the wildlife aspect of things, and we're just simply looking at protecting Missouri's deer, both inside the fence and, of course, the wild deer of the state. So it is an important thing that we're monitoring and keeping an eye on as we move forward.
Now, you referred to Class 1 and Class 2 breeders and preserve operators. Are there more than one or two of these classifications for breeders and operators?
There are. There's a Class 1 and a Class 2 wildlife breeder that have different They have different things within the permit that they can do with the deer, and then there are also big game hunting preserves where you can actually go in and harvest the animals.
Okay. Well, I'm looking through my list of things here, of other things to ask about, but I don't think we have a question any further about them. But these regulations, I gather you folks have taken into consideration the concerns that folks had that some of the earlier proposed regulations or the initial draft regulations would have done in a lot of deer breeders and deer operations in the state of Missouri. And have you tried to accommodate those concerns?
Well, our intent has never been to put anyone in the industry out of business. We're simply trying to protect Missouri's wild white-tailed deer as well as the deer held in captivity. And one of the things that we did with the proposed regulations, they have a 30-day comment period. Even prior to that 30-day comment period, we were out soliciting comments from Missouri's public. And then during the 30-day period, we worked to maximize those comments. And we've had over 40,000 different comments received on these proposed changes from the public throughout the state.
Okay. So Thursday, the commission takes a look at them. It can do whatever it wants to do. But basically, these are the final ones that they'll be seeing.
These are the proposed amendments, and they'll have the opportunity to either, pass these amendments, modify these, or pass these proposed regs, modify them in some way, or simply not take them up.